Good evening, Om Shanti, and a very, very warm, sweet welcome to the Brahma Kumari's headquarters at Mount Abu, and moreover, a very warm and sweet welcome to God's home, your home. So I understand that all of you have traveled long distances to be with us for this long weekend. And when you travel long distances and come back home, the feeling of being home is very beautiful, isn't it? So are you all feeling nice and relaxed? Yes? So we look forward to spend this wonderful weekend together to learn about ourselves, to learn about our Supreme Father, Godfather, to discover, to unwind from our regular routine, to discover peace that lies within. So a very, very warm, sweet welcome. And before we begin, we'll just have a couple of minutes of silence and then begin. So we've all gathered here for the Spirituality in IT Unconference. Usually you've heard of the word conference, and which normally implies, conference implies a place where we get together and discuss technology, since we all belong to information technology, and discuss all the technical know-how. However, unconference is a word that is used for a special gathering of sorts that we have here, where we are going to talk beyond technology. Think about things that are very close to the heart, that we've been wanting to reflect upon, but we've not really found time to do that. And so this is a place to discover your true self, to think beyond what you've known so far, and moreover, a very beautiful chance to unwind in a very, very soothing, tranquil, beautiful atmosphere. As you can see, the weather is so pleasant, the whole ambience of the campus is so warm, welcoming and beautiful. And to completely unwind, to relax, recharge and rejuvenate yourselves before you leave. So this is a beautiful opportunity that has come to us, and we will make the most of it. To begin with, I first invite Sister Chaya, who would introduce the Brahma Kumaris as an organization to most of you who have come here for the first time, and also what exactly is spirituality in IT. Sister Chaya has completed her master's in journalism and mass communication, has been associated with the Brahma Kumaris since childhood, and for the last 16 years has been serving in a dedicated way at our Brahma Kumari Center in Bangalore. She is a self-development trainer and has rendered training programs on stress management, self-managing leadership at various corporate houses, banks, etc. And she is one of the core group members of the IT wing. So we have Sister Chaya to tell us briefly about the Brahma Kumaris and spirituality in IT.
Om Shanti. Thank you very much, Sister Anjana. Lights off. So, as I welcome you all again to your home, God's place, a place of serenity and purity, and to just brief you about Brahma Kumari's World Spiritual Organization, this is our international headquarters, Mount Abu, Rajasthan. And then started in 1936. The main motto of this organization is to bring world transformation through self-transformation. And what do we do exactly? To help people recognize and enhance their spiritual potential through the medium of Raj Yoga meditation. To administer by spiritually empowered women. So you could see there are more sisters here, and our head of the organization, Dadi Janakiji, about whom you have heard in the introductory session. And then offer a simple and practical way to apply spirituality in day-to-day life or daily life. So what is Raj Yoga meditation? Because we have heard about many meditations. And what is Raja? Is a mastery over the self. So we have the five sense organs, and how we are able to control these according to my thoughts, according to my belief system. And yoga is a beautiful union of the self with the supreme, who is a source of energy, source of power or values. And this has been a spiritual journey for more than 75 years by now, and a decade of inception. It started with a group of small children, 350 children and youth, and the founding father, Dada Lake Raj, a prosperous diamond merchant, later known as Prajapita Brahma, who could foresee that these children were there to transform the world. And he ingrained or instilled that sanskar or belief system that you are empowered and you have the power of God through which you can change the world. And a decade of establishment, empowering women, formed a charitable trust where he sacrificed all his property, coordinated service initiatives begin. So it was then that we started initiating certain projects and certain service in different parts. And decade of expansion. So that was a small group of children, small group, where they were to themselves doing meditation, and this spread out to different places. And we had many Raj Yoga meditation center, building on a strong spiritual foundation to serve India. So meditation and a positive lifestyle for transformation. And then a decade of global outreach, where we went outside India, taking flight to serve the world. So it was these simple women who were in white leading the global change. So we had the overseas branch in London in 1972, then New York in 1977, and Australia in 1975. And you can see some of the buildings here. It was a decade of recognition in 1980, where we got the Peace Messenger Awards, 7 Peace Messenger Awards, affiliated to United Nations, UNICEF, ISHOC, and then UNESCO. And it was the Global Cooperation for a Better World. So where we had this project headed by our chief, chief of Brahma Kumaris, Dadi Prakash Maniji, and she was awarded the International Peace Messenger Award by the Secretary General of United Nations in 1987. Decades of mass awakening from 2000, it was nationwide initiatives with outreach to millions of people where we had mega programs in different parts of the country, and we have this national integration programs, we had de-addiction programs, we have youth empowerment, and then we have the Peace of Mind channel and the Awakening with Brahma Kumari's program in Asta channel and Just a Minute program. So we had this nationwide initiatives to reach out to the world, to millions and millions of people. And next comes the decade of transformation in 2010, revealing a glorious future for India and the world. So building a glorious future based on certain values of purity, of character, wisdom and harmony. So a journey of more than 75 years of inspirational service. And you can see here some of the retreat centers all over the globe. And one is in ORC Delhi, Oxford Retreat Center UK, Gyan Sarovar, where we are all here. And then the Global Museum in Kenya, Anubhuti Retreat Center in San Francisco, and Shanti Sarovar, Hyderabad, Peace Village in New York, Casa Sangam in Italy, and then we have in Australia the Blue Mountains. So this is where we spread out. And then can someone correct? Can move forward? And so this is where we initiated many of the programs for the companies, and especially after all these outreach programs, we have initiated this program at the Conference of Spirituality in IT. So it started as a small group. So how the Brahma Kumari started in Hyderabad, initiated by our zonal head in Hyderabad, and then it spread out to Bangalore, Delhi, Mumbai, Pune and other places. And the main motto of conducting these retreats or conferences for the IT professionals is to bring out their potential, the inner potential that they hold, and to spread it out or exhibit it to the organization by inspiring many of their teammates, many of their organization members. Spirituality in IT, a very special theme that we hold, itself tells us that how we can bring spirituality in our day-to-day life, and then harness that potential that is hidden within us. So that is where the self-transformation leads to the world transformation. And this is where we are all here to discuss and to imbibe certain principles of spirituality in our IT field. I would end my few words here, so briefing you about Brahma Kumaris and the IT wing of Brahma Kumaris. Thank you all once again. Thank you so much. Om Shanti.
Thank you very much, Sister Chaya. I'd now very warmly invite on stage our speakers for the day, our respected Mohini Didi Ji, respected Karuna Bhai Ji, respected Shashin Bhai, and our chief guest for today, Sri Samir Mukhopadhyay Ji. I request you all to please come over on stage. So we are very, very privileged to have some of the very senior spiritual leaders of the Brahma Kumaris who have been and supported this journey for many, many years and have themselves applied spirituality in their daily lives and have made a difference not just to their lives but have influenced the lives of many, many thousands of young people out there like you and me. And so let's all give them a big round of applause and a very, very warm welcome. We look forward to listening to their inspirations today at the inauguration. I now request the Brahmakumari sisters to welcome our speakers on stage with bouquets and badges. Respected Sister Mohini, respected Brother Karuna, Brother Sameer Mukhopadhyay ji, and Brother Shashin. Sister Chaya. We'll now begin the program with a candle lighting ceremony as per the Indian tradition. Before any auspicious event, the lamp is lit to mark the opening of the event. And lighting of the lamp is a symbolic representation of a very, very deep secret that we've all come here to light our inner lamps. Because they say कि एक जगी हुई ज्योति अनेक ज्योतियों को जगाती है तो हम सब यहाँ पर आए हैं अपनी आत्मरूपी ज्योति को जगाने के लिए इन चार दिनों में और फिर जाकर के अनेकों को जगाएंगे तो उसी का ही ये बहुत सुंदर प्रतीक है भारतीय संस्कृति के अनुसार जो कि हम आज यहाँ पर करेंगे आई वुड रिक्वेस्ट ऑल द डिग्निटरीज ऑन द डायस टू मूव फॉरवर्ड फॉर कैंडल लाइटिंग एंड आई वुड ऑल्सो इन्वाइट all the PMOs and the SIT representatives who have come from various parts of India to please come over on stage to participate in the candle lighting ceremony. I would read out some names that I have, but even if your names are missed out and if you're representing the SIT team, you please come over on stage. Brother Sasha, Brother Alan, Gil, Brother Yashwant, Brother Bala, Sister Bharti, Brother Shanmugam, Brother Deepak, Brother Dilip, Brother Bhanu, Brother Sanjeev Gupta, Brother Mukesh, Sister Geeta, Sister Chaya, Sister Savita, and Brother Lingaraj Ramaya.
शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाएं अपने अपने मन में शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाएं अपने अपने मन में जग उजियारा होगा प्रेम से सुख ही सुख कण कण में शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाए
So this unconference is all about spirituality in IT. So what is spirituality really? And to add to it, what is applied spirituality? Because for many of us, we sort of have an idea about what spirituality really is. But then how do we apply it to our busy lifestyles that it makes a difference? So I would now request our senior sister, respected Mohini Didi ji to throw some light on the subject, what is applied spirituality. Sister Mohini is an outstanding spiritual leader and a highly respected teacher with over 50 years of study, experience and practice of Raj Yoga. She is currently the president of the BKWSO, Americas and Caribbean and Canada. Mohini Ben is an experienced teacher, a great storyteller, and a spiritual resource for the Spirit in Leadership Spring Weekend Retreat gatherings. She has had the privilege of representing the Brahma Kumaris on various international platforms. She is a primary representative at the United Nations, New York, and has traveled worldwide to inspire thousands of people in the world and to connect them to the Almighty. Sister Mohini is a storehouse, a treasure house of wisdom and living spirituality. So we have the privilege of welcoming Sister Mohini with us. And I now request Didi to tell us what exactly is applied spirituality.
I want to greet you all with love, peace and happiness. And also thank you for the introduction, quite big. I want to not only extend my greetings but also congratulations and the good wishes for starting this initiative, because I know that we had been talking about this for quite a while and it's happening now, and first is happening in Gyan Sarovar. Then I heard something big is happening in month of December, so I want to extend my good wishes for not only success of this one but all what will be ongoing activities followed by this one. Yes, for me, I'm not a technical person at all. When I say at all is that I have never used any machine, not even calculator and or tape recorder or anything. Some or other, my hands doesn't go towards all that. Many times, most of the time I get the first gadget which comes in the market I get as a gift. Then I start thinking, who can use this? Who will use it better so I can give that? Whether it's for the simple thing, starting with organizer and anything you can think of. Whether they were beginning and the latest one. And I remember one time this one brother in Florida invited me, and we wanted to start something on website. And so he said, come, and I was in Tampa, Florida. So he asked me, at that time used to be a mouse, don't you touch this. I said, no, I can't do it. What will happen? I don't know. There is nothing, you just touch this. I said, no. I'm just telling that how far I am in use of that, not in the sense of for my personal way, but on other side, as a very small assignment was given to me, that to see how we can encourage this to be used more to give spiritual message and to reach to masses. So I got very interested, because not only IT but all kinds of social media, whatever is happening, name it, unlimited, you know. So my interest really was to see that how we can help. I'm using word help because this is the help which everyone needs, is to help one's own self, to help understand one's own capacities, to understand one's own original self. Because as soon as that understanding comes, the change start happening in the life towards from being weak to strong, from negative to positive, from darkness to light. So a lot of transformation, a lot of changes start happening. And the concepts and the misconcepts about spirituality has driven some people away from it by thinking that you might have to be a hermit, or you might have to leave your home and family, or you might have to follow certain very rigid and very fundamental kind of practices. So some people are driven away instead of coming closer. And some, I think they have been able to discover by themselves what is good for me, either by reading or by through masters or whatever different way of study. But the way I understood, not only I understood, but my experience is that at least when I understood little bit of what spirituality is, in other words, what's the true knowledge, what's the true know-how about my own self, and I understood my main tools in the life, and those tools are my mind and my intellect, and understanding, and then little bit of creating that awareness immediately helped me to see that the capacity which jumped high, because for us or anyone as a student or as a wherever you are in your work, concentration is a very big issue. And I think that IT people have most concentration. But focus, concentration is one thing. But there is something which develops within these capacities through the self-realization, is through self-awareness also, is not concentration as something like, you know, these days maybe because of whatever reasons, if you go to one engineer, one doctor or something, so they will say, go to this one because this one is specialized, or you go to this one because this one knows this, you go to this one because that focus or is on that subject. But there is an ability which can create that concentration within, of creating that stillness of the mind. I'm using the word stillness because everything really springs from there. Everything really comes from this natural stillness of the mind. Concentration is always on a book, on machine, on subject. But stillness is my own experience. It's not on stillness on a book, stillness or something. So what I notice while I come in contact with people of all generations, in the sense of when I see young people in IT and older people, the big bosses, big companies, and I appreciate the creativity, and before you end up learning of iPhone 5, 6 is in the market, and you saw this time how many millions were sold, right? Crowds in London, crowds in New York. Gentlemen said, I even didn't know why there are so many crowds. Then I came to know it's the sale going on of iPhone 6. So there is concentration there. As I said, all these development, all this bringing to us new, advanced, very powerful, fast devices is one thing. But when it comes to inner concentration or inner stillness, I think percentage is very low. And even just testing with saying people, okay, let's try for 1 minute, let's try for 5 minutes, they find it very difficult. It was okay first, only mind was working non-stop. And now the words are non-stop, 24 hours with our mobile. So our energies are exhausted company, either thinking or towards work or whatever way of thinking. And now is our energy of the words, because ears, eyes, like all the energy through these sense organs is used so much. But when it comes to creating this calmness, stillness and be within, I'm not using word even peace until now. I'm just saying just that still, and from there then experience of peace. And that stillness, you know, is something which creates lot of abilities and capacities. So when I experienced this, when I myself was a student, when I learned to practice Raj Yoga meditation, that realizing that how one is an intellectual person, lot of people can have an iron will, but they might be lacking determination in small things. Lot of people have big capacities, but when it comes to discern and decide on personal level some of the things for the right choices, there is no ability. So on one side there is this capacity there, but it's very focused, very limited, very much towards something, but not really towards personal development. But when you learn Raj Yoga meditation, then you start to integrate both. So for me, spirituality is creating that awareness while doing actions. Because 80%, 85% of things which we do, because we are habitual, it's a habit. This is the way I think, this is the way I speak, this is the way I eat, this 85% life is just habits. You do it. When we think of not getting morning cup of tea, whole day we keep saying, oh, this morning I'm so tired, yawning because I didn't have my cup of tea. So habits, habit-driven life. But awareness is where you make choices every moment. I don't have to think same way in the situation. Even situation is same, which shouldn't be, but similar. But at least my thinking is different. It's better. The quality is there. Not because last time I thought that way, this time I also should think way. So this is how this self-awareness, you know, being and doing, separating and then integrate. What is meditation really is you are separating being from doing for a while. You are disconnecting and reconnecting. But if we are not able to disconnect, then we cannot reconnect. And if we cannot reconnect, then sometimes that connection which we have created might not be very useful. So it's the art which we learn, it's the practice which we do, it's the ability which we grow with, in which we say that my thoughts, each thought is coming from my awareness. So let's say simply, I take maybe two words to give you example that what I mean by awareness. First awareness which really helped me a lot was when I came to know that being is a spiritual entity and doing comes through the physical. So I am a spiritual being and doing through the physical. In the spiritual words we say I am soul and I am using my body. So I am a spiritual being, but I am using sense organs to express, to do actions. So understanding, so it gives me a separate experience that I am a being and I am doing. So when we ask people, who are you? They say, who are you? I am doctor. So we say, you are not doctor. You are practicing medicine, but you are not a doctor. So really? You are not an engineer. You are not an IT person. That's your task. That's what you do. But who are you? But this self-awareness and the quality within that, first one, even I didn't at that time relate to word peace because I didn't even know what it means to be peaceless. When I start practicing peace, then I knew that there is something like peacelessness too. That one of the main quality in the being is actually peace, is actually love, is actually purity. Unadulterated thoughts where not coming from past, not coming from influence, not coming from just my whatever source is, but it's coming from my true self. And it's a beautiful awareness because you start cultivating that quality. Even a single thought, 10 times a day, 10 thoughts, helps you to cultivate, to awaken this awareness of your true quality and that space. So anything you begin, you sit in the car, you start your computer, any action when you change, first you say, in your mind, if there are people around, otherwise you say, Om Shanti, I am peaceful. The energy, the vibrations which you create for yourself and also whatever you are using. There is one person who used to fix computers. So one sister said, my computer always has problem. This is Sister Mohini's computer, never has problem. I didn't realize. See, because she doesn't have problem, so her computer doesn't have problem. Because your temperament changed so much, your computer also gives you problem. I didn't understand first. But I start saying, well, maybe vibrations have some connection. I was in Guyana and we were there in the car and it's so hot, 100 degrees, and then the window was not opening, glass of the door. So they said, it's not working. So I said, oh really? So you start playing with and it start working. So they say, oh, we would have spent $800 to fix it. So I said, that's okay, give $800 in charity, there's no problem. But I start believing that vibrations also have something to do with the technology and all that. So self-awareness is these beautiful qualities of the selves, to remind ourselves, to stay in that awareness and still do everything. But this awareness in action, to integrate that, this to me is what spirituality is all about. Or spirituality into not day to day, not hour to hour, but moment to moment practice where I naturally make myself. And then this becomes also habit, which is a good habit, right? That I put key in the car, but I don't just turn on. Or if I have turned on, I just don't put to get started. I just hold just for a moment and see. Now I am going wherever I am going. So the first step is really creating this self-awareness. In simple actions, integrate them. So some people say, but I work 8, 9 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, so how can I do that? But then it start becoming so natural. It just takes a moment, like you turn on switch and turn off. So this self-awareness is, I think you will be getting some more details on these topics, but I also want to say that how important it is. And then what is happening in that, I use more word capacities, because in USA we all become capacities. We do a lot of now workshops, seminars, it's built up capacities, but what spirituality also does is building up your capacity of your mind, capacity of your intellect. Mind's capacity should be ability to transform, to change the thought and have that thought as you want. At least that much control I should have. I might not have control over whatever is external, but at least I should have control that why I'm having this thought at this moment. Or can I change it from negative to positive? Can I bring in what is really needed at this time? So you start getting kind of hold on it. You start getting in a very natural way your mind as your own, which it was explained, Raja Yoga means you are the master now. And it's so beautiful because you are not victimized by your own thoughts. You're not suffering because of your own thoughts. It's a lot of our own thoughts victimize us. They are not necessary. I like this morning's beautiful blessings, which we generally, when we read, we get our spiritual session, that when you are wastage, but if you can stop wastage, then outcome is definitely that you can progress much more in any way and in every field of action. But second also is, you know, you have job, then you grow, then you say, I can be just consultant. And you earn much more, right? You get a lot. So your capacity now of not only going on machines, but those who are using machines, they come to you and ask you, how is that possible? So, and that capacity is really capacity of your intellect. And where you're not struggling. You know, I have some very close friends in IT, and these two individuals have such capacity there, any offer, anywhere, any company will give them once they know what they could do. And they are regular in meditation, they are regular in everything, but I realize that even in the age, they are now early 40s, they started when they were in 20s, but they are so successful and without stress, without feel that I am sold out, without feeling that that's really what whole life is now, because they are practicing. So intellect, that's capacity to discern and capacity to decide. Because both are very important capacity. Every moment in life, what should I do and how should I do? Is this right or not? Every moment in life you have to discern and you have to decide. And of course many other things, determination and so, but I'm just focusing on some to make you see that how this self-awareness, the practice of self-awareness will help us a lot. As I said, your main tools of life, mind and intellect, which is part of that spiritual being, and it comes through this spiritual practice. Other thing, second aspect of this awareness and action integration is, deep within us there is something called attitude. Very few people connect with attitude, and everyone has a kind of attitude towards people, towards things, towards news, towards the world, and they operate from that attitude. And we know, well, this one going to say anyway this thing because he's holding that in attitude. But through awareness, what we try to do is to clean our attitude, make it more clean, more pure, more neutral, more selfless, a good quality attitude where there is this openness. So awareness is something which then changes our attitude, which I said, whole personality in life is really governed by attitude. And if our attitude is connected with self-awareness, so that means when I am connecting with you, I am connecting with you the same as I am with my own self, as a peaceful being, as a loveful being, as whatever your character, whatever your role had been. But my connection with you first is, so that's where the relationships, which is a very difficult subject these days, is relationships. Because the relationship with the self is so confusing and so much into mess that relationship with others reflected. If your relationship with yourself is okay, then your relationship with everyone will be based on that self-awareness. Then the differences, opinions, disputes really doesn't matter, because I still will be very loving with you, I still will stay peaceful. Whatever. Name it, tell stories, doesn't matter. And ultimately self-awareness will also influence your actions. What you see, what you talk, what you say, lot of habits. Some people, you know, once I was sitting like you all in audience, and next person to me kept talk commenting on the talk. So I had to say, please, you know, can I listen to the lecture? I didn't come really to listen to, I didn't say it. I said, but I didn't come to listen to your comments on the topic. You can do that later. But there was no appreciation. So once I was, maybe I was in my 20s, and Brahma Baba founder father sent me to a program which was hosted by a very big guru, and there were thousands of people, and this guru is known for discipline. So at that time our centers were small, a bunch of mothers everywhere. So when I finished my talk, it was 10 minutes, so he told me, go on another 10 minutes, because he was himself emceeing. And he's such a person, 5 o'clock, doors are closed, after 10 minutes you have to finish. So when I finished everything, then these mothers said, Sister Vaini, we were just sitting and invoking all this energy of goddesses in you. I said, I never forget that. I said, that's true, I was feeling your energy. But there is a person who is only criticizing, commenting. Why she has to say this? She could have done better. No, this is a habit. We only think of what is not right, what should have been done, but whatever is there to accept, appreciate, receive what you can receive. Wherever you find that you're getting something, just do that. You know? So awareness will ultimately bring changes into, as I said, life, where lot of very habits which doesn't really look very royal. Manipulating, gossiping, so many things happen. Big companies, small companies, in families, disputes, all that is very simple things. So the quality of action through this awareness which changes, really changes whole life, you know. Whatever others do, but I, you know, sometimes there's a lot of pressure. Recently there was a lot of pressure on me that this is the right. I said no. Even if it's pressure, I have to look at guidelines, I have to look at principles, I have to look at, I am governed by these right guidelines. I am not governed by individuals. So this is how awareness helps you to change life, better life, good actions, words, very supporting, a very different kind of live energy where you are helping everyone. But the second part which comes in very much is also in our lives we bring a lot of presence of God. Because when their capacities grow, if there is not presence of God, even if there is self-awareness, this little ego also keeps growing. Our Dari Janki always says, you move 2 steps forward and ego is welcoming you. Come, you did very well. And so this ego, and you know where ego takes people, where greed takes people. You must be reading on the top list of that how after years of successful life with little bit greed, inside trading or inside, they lose whole thing. So we get driven by these, and I feel it's very humble to just create presence of God and consider yourself to be a child and also a good instrument in whatever capacity in this life I had been able to enjoy. I thank God for that. So this connection also with the source, I think, and appreciation of the nature makes it very complete. So awareness, and then, you know, as I said, you will have a lot of sessions, so I'm not going in detail, but one word which I liked, which one of our very beloved brother who is not here anymore used to tell us, that how many times we take break, tea break, coffee break, this break, this, so many breaks. But if we can have silence break, you say, okay, for a moment I have silence break, so not a cup of tea and coffee, but I am going in silence for a few minutes. And that anyone can do. You are very busy, but a moment, a minute of the silence, and make a habit of silence break. And I guarantee you that you will do better than thinking that, oh, my time is less. Because time also multiplies with equality. I never knew you need patience with the time. I never knew. I thought patience is something with people. And Dari Janki one time say, oh, you need to have patience with time. I say, what is that now? So once I am going to airport to London, she said, this person is not well, so you must go visit, then go to airport. Oh, no, I don't think I can make it. She said, today you do it, and if you don't make it, you come back, but next time I won't tell you. So I said, she is my senior and I should be obedient, I respect you. I went and I made it in time. And then now, since then I had been watching that every quality also comes with the time. If you have patience with time, if you have capacity to face whatever quality you have, is the time also which becomes very, very cooperative. So you will never feel when people say we don't have time to meditate. Those who are very busy, they need more these breaks. Those who are free anyway, what kind of break they need? They already broken. But those who are very busy intellectually, physically, all kinds of things, they need, it's very, very important, not just to relax but to recharge and to reinvent your own self. Because if you don't reinvent, you are a very boring person. Either somebody becomes tape recorders, they keep saying same things. But you told yesterday, you again said it, you again. It's a recording playing. They don't even remember that they already said it. So you become another device with the devices. So spirituality actually is helping us, is uplifting, is empowering, not only that, but a quality of life. Quality of life with best capacities. So whether you take silence break, you begin your morning 15 minutes, 20, depends. You finish your day with that. So some of these tools have to be used. And they are very simple and they can be done by anyone. And no excuse that I don't have time, because if I don't have time for my own self, what you will do, whether it's tons of money or whether it's whatever it is. Self needs to be, the well-being of the self is very important. And well-being includes everything. Your moral, your spiritual, your social, your economic, your well-being. But it has to be first from within. So I'm just proposing that those of you are here, and of course, as I said, you will be really exposed to a lot of things here. But take it. Take it. Take it with you then. And make it part of your life. And let it, life of balance, life of integration, where you feel that 1 year is over, which we all lose 1 year every year. But you will feel you're not losing anything, not even 1 year. Because you feel that you are gaining, because soul is immortal. So physically 1 year is gone, but spiritually, because you have grown, you're giving yourself a better and better life all the time. So I want you all to just, let's contemplate for a few minutes together. Just few seconds. And contemplation is really something within you. Reflect. We have to create this quality of mind, reflective mind, not thinking mind, not worrying mind, but reflective mind. It's a very beautiful quality. this one has a reflective mind. That means you are so sincere and thorough. The way you will think is reflective. And for those reflections, I just for a few moments turn off from external and go within. Not to not think, but to think. Not to stop the mind, but direct the mind. And find this still point within you. In the center of forehead. And the beautiful feelings in the heart. Becoming aware of my own self, true self. A beautiful being of light and pure energy. And as I feel myself at this point of light, pure energy, and connect my thought with my breath also to experience calmness. This stillness and calmness gives the feelings of peace. Where all the darkness dispels, all the confusions are solved. This experience of peace within brings all the answers, bring all the solutions from this pure energy of peace. But then I connect also with one who is the source, my creator. One who is also a being of light with all powers, ever pure. As a child in front of father, as a humble instrument, I receive so that I can hold on to this trusteeship of what I receive. It doesn't belong to me. even my capacities are not mine, but I am instrument and trustee for all what I have received. One can be intellectual, but to be wise is the gift from God. One can work, but of service to humanity is a gift from God. One can have wealth, but contentment and prosperity, gift from God. So whatever I have, because I have received from God, I stay trusty and use all that as instrument. So that success doesn't become path of destruction of any kind, but success embraces more values. And success is shared by everyone. It's not just me. It's very important. It's necessary that I create this relationship with God. So that when I am living, is completely liberated and free from sorrow, from misery, from negativity. A life full with love, with peace, God's grace and blessings. Om Shanti, and thank you.
Thank you so much, Didi, for your enlightening words of wisdom and also for introducing us to these two amazing tools that we've all been blessed with, the mind and the intellect. So thank you very much. And I'd now request Didi to felicitate our special guest for today, Brother Samirji, who is the Director, Income Tax, and has come all the way from New Delhi to be a part of our conference. So I'd request Didi to felicitate Brother Samir. Didi will need to take leave because she has another gathering to address downstairs at Shantivan. And so we thank you very much, Didi, for taking out your valuable time and for inspiring us with your enlightening words of wisdom. If we really become honest with our own selves, in this journey of self-discovery, at least over the next 3 days, then I'm pretty sure that most of us are masters in operating several devices and tools, and we'll definitely go back becoming masters of the mind and the intellect. Yeah, and one of the good ways to start doing that is to put our little device that we all have, the mobile, also on silence mode, on stillness. If that's on the silence mode, then it keeps us free to experience the stillness that is prevalent in the atmosphere and to connect with the stillness within. Right? So is that okay? Is that fine? Yes? Yes? So let's all agree together upon that, to put that thing on silence so that we are free to receive whatever comes to us. I now invite respected Brother Karunaji to share a few words of inspiration with all of us. Brother Karunaji has finished his graduation diploma in Designs and Development Mechanical, and he's also a linguist in 13 languages. He came into contact with the Brahma Kumaris in 1960, and currently he holds the position of the Chief of Public Relations, Communication and Media Spokesman at the Brahma Kumaris. He's based at the international headquarters, that is Mount Abu, and is also the chairperson for the media wing, which is run by a sister concern of the Brahma Kumaris, called as the Raj Yoga Education and Research Foundation. His career in media began when he was a special correspondent for the Rajasthan Patrika, the Times of India in 1975, and the United News of India in 1976. In his capacity as a special correspondent, he made several trips around the globe and also represented the UNI in international events at ending conferences, seminars and exhibitions. So today, we are very fortunate to have Brother Karunaji with us, and I request you to share a few words of inspiration. Brother Karunaji.
Om Shanti. If I want to speak heart to heart, I feel better if I can speak in Hindi, also with a little of English. Will that be okay? Thank you. मुझे इस ईश्वरीय विश्वविद्यालय के संपर्क 1960 में हुआ, जब मैं फाउंडर से कुछ विजन्स के बारे में सुना, तो उस समय पर मेरी समझ में नहीं आती थी। जब 1960 में पिताश्री जी ने बताया कि सारी दुनिया में घर घर में जो आप अभी सुन रहे हैं ये मैसेज पहुंचेगा, which was 1960, I can't even dream about it. He said it. Of course, even radio we were not having in all the places. So it was in India only one All India Radio, in, you know, with rich people or in some places. Par television ka to naam hi nahi tha us samay par. Even electronic, the word also was not there. तो ऐसे समय पर, जैसे हम लोग अभी तक नॉस्ट्रेडेमस को जो विनाश या कोई बड़ी बात हो जाती है तो हम लोग उसको ज्वाइन करते हैं, तो ऐसे बाबा ने जो कहा था उस समय पर जो घर घर में ये मैसेज पहुंचेगा, तो आज हम प्रैक्टिकली देख रहे हैं रेडियो, कुछ समय थोड़ा सा ब्रेक हो गया था, अभी एफएम के रूप में है, बहुत फास्ट जा रहा है। टेलीविजन तो आप जानते ही है, तो यहां तक डिजिटलाइजेशन के बाद तो एंड्रॉयड आदि में, तो जो हमारे भारत के जो एक आईटी कंपनी के जिसको रिलायंस कहते हैं बड़े कंपनी, उन्होंने कहा था कि दुनिया मुट्ठी में, वर्ल्ड इन योर हैंड। वो प्रैक्टिकली हम अभी ये सब देख रहे हैं। ऐसे समय पर मेरा प्रयास सदा यही रहा कि क्या स्पिरिचुअल ऑर्गेनाइजेशन में हमारे आईटी क्या कर सकते हैं। मुझे याद है एक बार मैं हमारे सचिन भाई से बात किया था कि ये जो आईटी इतना कार्य कर रहा है, इसको हम कैसे लाए। पर उस समय पर आईटी नासा के साथ जुड़ा हुआ था ज्यादा, जो साइंटिस्ट इसको जो अपने डेवलपमेंट में यूज कर रहे थे, इतना कॉमन यूज में नहीं था। परंतु धीरे धीरे हम देख रहे हैं तो किस तरह से आईटी आगे बढ़ता गया, जो आज एक स्पिरिचुअल ऑर्गेनाइजेशन में आईटी के नाम से आप सभी भाई बहने आज यहां बैठे हैं, मुझे अत्यंत हर्ष है। परंतु मुझे ये संकल्प जरूर चला, इतना लेट क्यों हुआ आईटी, जबकि 19 विंग्स आर हियर एंड फॉर द पास्ट 25 ईयर्स वी आर सर्विंग देम एज प्रोफेशनलिस्ट्स, अलग 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 प्रोफेशन, डॉक्टर्स, इंजीनियर्स, लॉयर्स, मीडिया। व्हाई आईटी वाज सो डिलेड। अभी भी यही मेरे माइंड में आया, गुड डॉक्टर्स, गुड इंजीनियर्स, बट गुड आईटी कंपनी, बट आईटी पर्सन इज स्टिल टू बी आइडेंटिफाइड और टू बी सेड। देर आर फ्यू, वी नेम देम, बट मोस्टली वी नो एज कंपनी, नॉट एज इंडिविजुअल्स। सो मे बी इट इज द टाइम नाउ दैट आईटी has to be recognized as one of the best profession, because there was a word which we used to use in media, convergence. I was very happy because we were only knowing print media of 24 hours after we get the newspapers to read the world news. Though there was radio, short wave and all that, but then electronic media, even that also was not as fast as today, because IT was not developed at that time. So this convergence slowly brought the IT within it. And today, I think, instead of reading a newspaper for a news, I get every second, I say, I have the tweets and I get whatever is happening in the world, and that is IT. Similarly, e-media, websites, or the streaming, we are able to see. the organization has also adopted all the latest technology of IT as a consumer. Today, we are able to reach any part of the world through IT, through electronics or the internet. So therefore, we must now try to improve this profession as any other professional people get their individual respect as a professionalist. As I said, an example of good doctor, good engineers, good IT professionals. So the spirituality adds there. What all Mohini Didi told to us about the spirituality, when our profession also goes with the value education, with the IT, I'm sure that we individuals also will be respected in the society as good IT professionals. Because we agree that we are the hard workers, that is, IT people, oh God, they work 18 hours, they say. So it's not just our hard work alone. Of course, we have built many international companies with our efforts. But that is a good establishment. Yes, we have established today. Without IT, nothing is going to happen in this world now. But we want to develop this profession because now we are in a big numbers in all countries today. In every parent wants their children to be IT professionals, even from the point of earning. But we want to see that the spirituality as a value education in our life so that we are also recognized as any other professional. This is my ambition. And how it happens here is, we started with one conference, but we are having another complex at Abu Road, where we hold each professional conferences with numbers like 2,000, 3,000, and that is the dream I still have, which we will be completing it probably in a year or two. But that all can happen with your experiences. So we want you more to be refreshed, recharged, and you love to come with your friends and spend some time here so that we start serving in huge number our professional people. Because you alone know what problems you are facing. Because we are only calculated with the packages now. What is your package? What is your package? That's all. No. So we want to value the, because all other professionals are enjoying this world. We also should enjoy. We are also, otherwise, as Mohini Didi said, we are human beings. We are souls like any other living beings. So we should also enjoy the peace, love and happiness. Therefore, the spirituality definitely will help you in that. And we have some task. That is, we are going with a slogan called One God, One World Family. And I am sure it can be achieved fast through IT. One God, yes, it is from the spiritual education. But one world, that can be achieved through our IT efforts. But who are going to do that? Are we going to expect from Microsoft or the social medias like Facebook? I am sure it's only through IT professionals who have a spiritual vision and spiritual life can make this world as one world family. And this is the aim we have within us. इसीलिए हम आप सबको यहां बुलाने का कष्ट किया है और मुझे आशा है कि आप इस कार्य को जल्दी से जल्दी जैसे आप अन्य सभी चीजों को फास्ट करने में आपका एक्सक्लूसिव पार्ट है तो वैसे जैसे ब्रह्मा कुमारी इस वन गॉड के लिए पिछले 80 साल से प्रयास करते हुए लाखों फैमिलीज को 130 देशों तक पहुंचाए हैं परंतु वन वर्ल्ड फैमिली का जो कंसेप्ट है उसको फास्ट करने में आप सबका सहयोग है ऐसी आशा करते हुए मैं ये दो शब्द समाप्त करता हूं ओम शांति
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद करुणा भाई जी एंड नाउ आई'd लाइक टू इनवाइट ब्रदर शशिन टू ब्रीफली टेल अस अबाउट द ब्रह्मा कुमारीज ग्लोबल आईटी टीम ब्रदर शशिन हैज बीन द फाउंडिंग मेंबर्स ऑफ द ग्लोबल आईटी टीम एज वी कॉल इट इन द ब्रह्मा कुमारीज एंड हैज बीन वन ऑफ द मेन पर्सन्स instrumental for all services related to IT within the Brahma Kumaris worldwide. He's an experienced management and IT consultant with over 30 years of experience working for various clients from communications, automotive, finance, utilities, broadcasting and media sector. Over the last 7 years, he has been holding up the architecture teams on major projects for Carphone Warehouse, AOL, Broadband and many other companies. Currently, he holds the position of Project Director and Managing Director at OSS Cube UK Limited. So, it's a fortune to have Brother Shashin with us to briefly tell us about the Brahma Kumaris Global IT Team. Shashin Bhai.
Hello. Om Shanti. I think let's just have some interactivity. I see you've been all sitting here for 2 hours, 2.5 hours, listening to everything that's being said, and I'm sure you're gaining a lot of value. But let's just ask you a few questions. You can answer the question but just by waving your hand. If you really like the question or the answer, you can stand up. If you really, really like it, you can jump up, do a somersault, sit back on your seat, making sure you don't hit the person next to you. Okay? And the intention is just to make sure that there has to be at least one question which everybody will put your hand up, okay? Just be a few questions, okay? So it makes it a bit more interactive and interesting. So how many of you are from India? Okay, not everybody. How many of you are from outside of India? Still not getting there. How many of you can say you don't have any challenges in your life? Gosh, no one. Okay. How many of you would like to be in a situation where every challenge in life you deal with easily? Okay, still not getting everybody to put their hand up. Something must be wrong. How many of you are over 10 feet tall? No one. Gosh. How many of you had lunch today? Yes. I think everybody had something to eat today. Okay, you've all passed. So I've been asked just to share a few things, and I'll be brief because I know time is of the essence. But before I tell you about the Global IT Team, maybe a little bit about how I got involved. and what has been my association with the Brahma Kumaris. So I'm actually based in London. My parents are actually from Gujarat originally, but I was born in Africa. And due to circumstances in Africa at that stage, my parents actually moved to London from Uganda, actually in 1971. And that was the time when all the Asians were expelled. So we started actually a new life in a new country. You know, there was also something that always used to perplex me, and I could never really quite understand, having come from so many different continents in a sense. You know, why is there so much sorrow and trouble in the world? You know, is there any sort of explanation for it? Is it likely ever to get better? So there was always this yearning internally, basically, that yes, it's good that one wants to be successful in life, and success you can define in different ways. It's also important you want to look after your own family, your family commitments. That is also a very noble thing to do. But surely the ultimate goal which defines the value of our own life is that we do something for the greater world outside. And so there was always this yearning internally as to how one could achieve that. And also realizing basically that those are very global aspirations to have, noble aspirations to have. But practically speaking, how does one make such things possible in one's life, understanding some of the limitations one has? So anyway, I happened to come to the Brahma Kumaris in 1981, which is over 33 years now. And at that point, I started my own professional career, working in IT as a management consultant. And I started my spiritual journey at the same time. So I was quite fortunate at the age of 21 to have some clarity about my own life and what I wanted to achieve out of it. And the Brahma Kumaris really helped me shape it. So really since about 1981, I've been working in the field of information technology, working for some very big companies, Deloitte, Logica, Anderson, working on some very exciting projects, satellite control systems, complex telecommunication systems, building highly scalable web platforms. But also in about 2005, I decided to run my own company. And actually a few of us working together as people in the Brahma Kumaris decided, let's get together and pull our own resources together. Let's try and create a company the way we want to work, the way we want to run. Let's bring spirituality into our own working life under what we can do rather than being governed by what people outside would want us to do. And so we've been running a couple of companies the last few years, actually, and a small team of about 14, 15 is working together. Most of them are also following the teachings of the Brahma Kumaris. So what I would say basically is that, in essence, what I have learned from the Brahma Kumaris is really how to actually be able to accumulate, call it spiritual powers, call it spiritual techniques, call it a way of learning how to master your own self, to the extent that you can start dealing with all the challenges that life throws at us, whether it's your own personal self, whether it's your family, or whether it's your work situation, or the world outside. And so those toolings in the next few days, hopefully you will all start to get to understand, and hopefully you will see the benefit and how you can inculcate that into your own life. But for me, there was always this feeling about wanting to do three things in one's own life. Make sure that from my own individual perspective, I must be able to look after myself physically, financially, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. You know, be a strong individual who can first of all take care of yourself. Because if you can't take care of yourself, you cannot support your own family. And I've got a very big extended family. I've got three people over 76 staying with me. And you can imagine one person is over 90. And you can imagine in a family situation, there's always something going on when somebody gets to that sort of age. But still, we find a way forward. We take care of each other. And then ultimately, it's a question of how do you contribute back into society. You know, how do you actually make sure that not only is your life getting better, but the lives of other people are getting better. And that to me is basically the purpose of life. You know, success is not just a question of earning lots of money and staying in a big house and a big car. Success is actually to what extent have you improved the life of yourself, your family, and the people around you. And this is where I think we started the journey, probably with inspiration of Karuna Bai. Way back in 1981, actually, we started slowly building a team of volunteers in different continents. And I can say that today we've got what we call a global IT team. All volunteers, by the way, pretty much. a lot of them working in very high profile jobs. A lot of them actually have an experience which is really valued by clients. And this bunch of people, basically, we are trying to spread and help spread the message of the Brahma Kumari's teachings as to how people can empower their own life and make it a good life through the use of information technology. I think in India, we have about 4,000 people as part of the team. Outside of India, we've got teams in the US. Brother Janardhan is there from the US, for example. We've got a team based in the UK. We've got a team based in Russia, in Australia. And we're all working together, really, to do two things. One is, how can we actually utilize what we learn spiritually to take back into our own professions and make that a better working environment? Obviously, each one of us also is doing well professionally. But then how do we actually try and take and serve the people outside through IT? So it's actually what we learn spiritually we want to put back in the world. And what's happening in IT in the world outside, how do we bring it within the organization? And so there's a team called Global IT that's actually doing that. Be very happy to share more with people afterwards. I'm quite aware of the essence of time. And so that's what I'd like to share for this evening. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you very much, Shashin Bhai. And I'd now invite our special guest for today, Brother Samir Mukhopadhyay, to address the gathering and share your few words of inspiration. Brother Samir Mukhopadhyay is currently holding the position of Director Income Tax, New Delhi, with CBDT. Basically a graduate in BTech from IIT Kharagpur, completed ICWAI from Calcutta, LLB from Delhi University, and joined the IRS Income Tax in the year of 1984. So we are privileged to have you with us, Brother Samir.
Om. This is first time in my life I am here in such a spiritual and religious function. My job is to do IT, but that's a different thing. When I was told by the organizer that I have been nominated as chief guest, I first asked them, are you sure? I also do IT, but that deals with IT Act 1961. That is Income Tax Act 1961. I presume you all experts are here who are implementing IT Act 2004. I presume this is Information Technology Act. But anyway, a wrong person can be maybe tried for a new venture. First of all, I welcome all of you to the God's abode on this auspicious occasion and an auspicious day. Today is the birthday of Mahatma Gandhi. Today is associated with Lal Bahadur Shastri, and such an auspicious day you have come here for initiation of a program which is also known as God's abode. Fantastic place. Just coming to the topic on IT which you will be going on, I have gone through the curricula. It's very good for all of you, those who have come all the way. But I take you back to my IT. You IT people have done a tremendous change in my organization also. Just to give a small story, I am an 1984 batch of IRS, Indian Revenue Service. One and a half hour stint in our Nagpur Academy, I was posted in a place in Kolkata where I had to deal with some business words. A very old man of about 70 years old, happened to be, he was in white dhoti and white shirt, but he was not a Brahma Kumar. He used to sit just opposite to my chamber. It was a small chamber in a place called Bada Bazar area, Poddar Court. Every day he used to sit there. When I interact with him after some days, he said, I am waiting here because I have requested all your predecessors also. I am entitled for a refund for assessment year 1977-78. You are, please listen to me carefully. I am talking about 1986. So I am waiting for a refund from 1977-78, and your predecessors also have brought it to their notice. They said they will try, but ultimately I have not received it. I said, I talk like my predecessor, I will try, but I will make a very sincere effort. There are a lot of technical things, I will not bring it there, like he has to get a challan, 8 years old, from State Bank of India, etc. He got it, and to the all difficulties, I was able to release the refund of 12,000. This old man came, he said, God bless you, but I presume you will not be in this chair for a long time. This is 1986, and now 2004, I'm sure some of you are there. With the help of IT, we have a place called CPC, Central Processing Center in Bangalore. If somebody is from Bangalore, I will request him to see that place, state of art thing. We credit refund in most of the cases within 41 days. That was 77 to 86, and this is 21 days. 41 days, time changes from 86 to 2014. So it could all be happened for you great people of IT. So this is a small experience in IT. But before coming to for which you have come, I presume, spirituality in IT, and probably to reflect on your problems, stress you are facing, there cannot be a better place where these things can be discussed as at threadbare. Have you seen one thing? When Sachin Tendulkar was captain of Indian team, his performance as a batsman, and when Sachin Tendulkar as a batsman, plain, serial number 4 down batsman, his performance, there was a change. Whenever there is pressure, many people, they behave in a different way. Again, Sachin Tendulkar in his regular form, for which he is so great. But when there is pressure, that's true not with Sachin Tendulkar, it's true with the earlier cricketers also. I could recollect Ajit Wadekar and other people also. So whenever the stress is there, our performance is getting diluted. We could not achieve to the best of our ability. What is the reason? Of course, probably for the next 4 days you will go through that thing. I will just take you back to a story of Bhagavat. You know that thing, that in Bhagavat story comes that Lord Indra was not happy with Sri Krishna. He, because they were not paying obeisance to Indra but to some hill, pahad, that was Giri Govardhan. Then just to teach the peoples of Gokul a lesson, there was an incessant rain for several days. There was a huge flood-like situation. And know all of you that Lord Krishna, through his left finger, last finger, he took the Govardhan top and he saved the entire people of Gokul, Vrindavan. What happened? A lot of Krishna's friend, they also put their stick on the ground to hold the hill. And they all are exhausted. They all are enervated. They were thinking that they are the person, they were holding the entire mountain on the right of their sticks. And if there is some disturbance, the entire world will fall down and that will be the end of the thing. But Lord Krishna, when he was holding it for so many days and this thing, he was absolutely cool. So, one thing, whatever we are doing, if we get stressed, it's our own problem. Probably things have been done by the grace of providence. We unnecessarily put ourselves stress thinking that we are the instrument for this. Of course, again, I am no expert on this line. So you have next 4 days to go through the entire curriculum. And the other thing that I would say that in yoga, it is said that samattam yoga uchyate. In Gita, it says, so that making equilibrium between inner and outer, making equilibrium between your mind and body, and this is the state of the art. This art is being taught in this institute, and probably, of course, in one way, one line, it cannot be said. It has to be implemented in your life. Then only there will be a journey from pieces to peace. And just one more thing about ego. Most of the time it has been seen that the problem of our stress is because of management of timeline. If I cannot deliver the good on that day, this is a problem of stress. Another type of stress, many of you must have felt, those who are government, they felt more, that pressure from the authority, which your conscience does not permit. If somebody asks you to do that thing, how you react, whether you leave job, whether you stay in the job, you make your level of protest, whether you bend, whether you meekly, it all depends on you. So probably the character building from inside is another thing through which we can do that thing. And again, I will end my this thing, small story from Zen Buddhist philosophy. Maybe many of you know this thing, it might be studying the same story, that there was a great, you know, that when Buddhism went to Far East means China and Japan, in about 200 BC or say 300 BC, there was a group called Zen Buddhist. Zen Buddhists were greatest philosopher, and they are very great people. One of those Zen Buddhist saint was Ranjan. Ranjan used to stay in a hilltop, in a very deserted place. People generally cannot come, but whoever comes to him, he just speaks to them. And whoever listens to him, they were moved, they were changed. And not only changed, momentary changes. There was changes for times together, for ages together. One colonel of army, he used to stay some other place. He had heard of Ranjan. He thought that what he is teaching, he doesn't know anything. He's an old man staying there. What he is teaching, there's so many, probably these people are village people, rustic background. Maybe they are impressed by Ranjan. Let me go and check it up. Who is Ranjan and what he does? That colonel came one day. That is a very hilltop area. He came with his horse. But after that, the horse cannot climb. He had to get up. He took a journey for about 2 hours. Then he reached there. And he was exhausted. When he reached, he asked, you know the place of Ranjan? Ranjan was alone there. He said, yes, I am Ranjan. Oh, then he said, I have come here to listen to you. What you are telling? I am told that you are expert in releasing stress management, strain. What are you telling? Tell me. He said, no, I am no expert. I am a very simple man. In fact, I don't know anything. I don't have any educational background. no professional degree, nothing. So I can't tell you anything. You are a, he said, I am a colonel in the army. Then he said, when you have come all the way, wait for 2 minutes. I will bring some, that time tea was not there, but sometimes some sort of liquid like tea. So he said, I am very busy man, you see, I have to get down, I have a lot of work. So whatever you want to give me, straight, and then you start, what you say to the people, to these poor villagers, tell me. He put his sword out of his, and he put it on the table with a sound. Then Ranjan took his time, he brought a kettle of liquid, we can call it tea. He put the dish, he put the cup, and he started pouring tea. When tea was poured, he said, okay. Colonel said, okay, that's enough. But Ranjan didn't stop. He started pouring the thing. First the cup was filled up. Then the excess liquid fall in the dish. He said, stop it. It is already filled. Can you not see? He started pouring the liquid. From cup it has come to the dish, from dish it has come to the table, from table it was fallen down to the floor. Then he left the place and he angrily said, you give lecture to the people, rural people, village people, and you don't know this thing, that you are putting tea over on the same filled up cup. What will happen? You don't know this thing. Okay, I got my learning. I can go now. He said, stop for a minute. You yourself have sinned. You have observed the cup which is filled, it cannot be filled more. You are so much of filled with this, your ego, that you are a colonel in the army. Whatever I will tell, it will go west. It will be just going down, overflowing, because you are filled with ego. If you want to learn, come with empty hands. So, ego problem has to be managed for our IT professionals, young professionals. If you can manage that thing, the real attainment can be there. You can see in many of our time, one of the speakers said that in 1960 what has been told, in 1914 it has been partially achieved. The great people, many times they come with the great idea, but the world is not prepared. So they have to live it for the future generation. So sometimes there are very efficient people. They come, but they are not assisted by intellectual faculty. So yoga is also a place where the ability to do activity and intellectual faculty can be combined. I think this will be the perfect day to start that thing. Shanti Om.
Thank you so much, Brother Samirji. And with this, I thank all the speakers and our guests on the stage for inspiring us and enlightening us with your experiences. Thank you very much. And now, before we conclude for this evening, it's time to get to know each other a little bit. Would you like to do that? Yes? And so that means it's also time to for us to stand up and move around a little bit and talk to each other. So this is our first evening together, and of course in the next 4 days we'll have time to meet with each other. But specifically for the next few minutes, it'll be good for us to get up and interact with a few people. So we have two questions for you that we'd like you to think about yourself and also share with your friends in this room. One is, why is spirituality important to me? You know, at this stage, when you've come here, giving this particular trip priority, definitely there's something that brings you here. So maybe you need to think about, reflect about, why is spirituality important to me? And what brings me here? Yeah? And what is it that I would like to personally take back when I go after these 3 days. So that will help us and all the organizers here to understand what is it that you're looking for. Right? So if I can invite all of you to stand up and move around this hall for the next few minutes and meet some people that you don't know. Meet as many as you can. We have a few minutes to do that. So you can be fairly quick. Try and meet many people, as many people as you can. Introduce yourselves briefly, your name and where you come from, briefly about what you do, and then share your answers to the question of why is spirituality important to you and why are you here? Right? Okay? So can you all please stand up and get moving around this hall and try and find new people, new faces you don't know. And feel free to talk and interact and get to know each other. Yeah, we have a few minutes to do that. So you don't need to rush, but you can be quick so that you get to know and meet many people. Yeah. You can move around the hall to do that. You need not talk to the person sitting next to you necessarily.